Hello, Tomach HaBeir Mishir Torah's Motion Around the World. We are continuing on Amshir Mishnayas. Maseches Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And the Mishnah begins, Mishi Yatsa, someone who went out, as the first Rav says, he went out from the Tchum on Shabbos. Birishus, the Mishnah says, he had permission to leave the Tchum on Shabbos. As Rashi and Rav explained, he went either to give his edus that the new moon he saw, or he went to save people from Goyim who were attacking, or from a river that was flooding. And Rashi adds another example, or from a woman went out to help another woman give birth. All these they were mutter to leave the Tchum for. As the Gemara in Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph says, you're allowed to go out of your tchum to save people's lives, but not to save your money. Okay, the Mishnah says, V'armulok, Parnasa Maisa. And as he was going, they told him, hey, you don't have to go anymore. It was already taken care of. And Rashraf says, yeah, you don't have to, you can stop where you are. You don't have to go. So the Mishnah says, Yeshlo Apayim Amalachor Ruach. From that point where he was stopped, he has 2,000 amas in every direction to travel. Rashi says, from whenever they told him. And Tiferes says, and certainly, if no one stopped him and told him anything, okay, and he went and took care of whatever he needed to take care, he has 2,000 amas from that point to any direction. And the Maram Sachs Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Hay says, this was the Takana where it became Leo Hazokin. Because before that takana, once a person reached and took care of whatever he needed to do, he would only have 4 amas in every direction. So, Gamliel Asak made a takana, they had no 2,000 amas. But if the place where he got stopped, he was still within the tchum, it's as if he never left his tchum. As Rav says, this is a pshat here, if those 2,000 amas that were given him, not from where the place he stopped, but the 2,000 amas from where he got from that point he reached. Okay? And he had 2,000 amas every direction. Would then reach the 2,000 amas from his house that would overlap. It's as if he never left his original tchum, and he can go back to his house and he'll be back the way he was originally. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin says, it's mashma lashon the Shulchan Aruch, and the lashon there I checked was, where it says, "Hareza chozel mekomo ki'ilo lo yatsa," it says if he can go back, and it's like he never left. And the Shartzin and Isdal mentions as long as he didn't go back to his chum, you can't force him to go back to his chum, and he could use the 2,000 amas that the chum gave him, and that's what the Gaon Yaakov mentions. Also, not like it's not mashma the way the Eliyahu Rabbah. But in any event, the Mishnah Berurah says that from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that if he did go back to his Tchum, he loses the 2,000 amas that the Tchum told him he could now use. And that's the way he says it looks like from the Poskim. So if he wants to, he can take advantage of the 2,000 amas from the point he was stopped. If he doesn't want to, in this case, he can go back to his original Tchum since the 2,000 amas overlapped with his original tchum, and he would have from that point like he was originally. As the Mishnah says, Shekol ha-yotzim ha-hatzel chozim mekomam. Anyone who goes out to save somebody can go back to the original place, and the Rav explains, this is what we mean. We find a different kula with anybody who's going to save people from Goyim invaders, or from if there was a house that fell down and they were going to take people from the rubble. Since they went out with Rishus, they allowed them to go back with their instruments of their ammunition or their guns, whatever they have, their knives and swords, they can take them back with them. That's a kula. They didn't say you leave your equipment wherever it was. They made that din. So also here they made a kula for people who went out Bereshus to be like as if they didn't go out at all, as long as they still within their tchum to get back to where they were. Desiyata says this is a pshat in the Gemara, and the reason is because maybe the Goyim, the enemies, will see that they dropped their weapons and equipment, and all of a sudden will start chasing them, and they won't be having the equipment with them anymore. So therefore, they made a kula, take your equipment back with you, any ammunition, any weapons, because you might need it in the future. Now, when it says go back to the Makomam, that means whatever the Chachamim gave him, up to the 2,000 Amos. Okay, because this shear of the Hedra, of walking, there's no difference whether they're going out for the Eidus of Chodesh or they're going out to save people. But there also is another example in the Gemara that if the Goyim did defeat them and they're afraid to stay where they were, then they can go back with their weapons up back to their house or the way they came originally, even that if that's outside the 2,000 Amos that they were given. And they poskim paskim both ways, this case and the other case the same way. Now, the same way as we just said. Moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Mishi Yashav Bederech, as Rashav explained, someone rested and he didn't know he was in the tchum of the city he was trying to reach. And then it got dark, and he woke up and he got up, or he just got up, and he sees he's close to the city within the tchum. And this, as obviously Tiferes Yisrael says, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. The Amud, Tiferes Yisrael says, he got up and it was dark. For Rosh Hu Samach La'ir, he sees he's close to the city, as Tiferes Yisrael says, he sees he's within the tchum. For Lo Ha'isak HaMnas L'kach, he didn't have his intention originally, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains. He didn't have an intention to Pikona, his place of rest within the city, because he never knew Ben Ashmashes that he was within the Tchum. And the Ritva says in Nachman Hayman Aleph, once Shabbos entered, he can't then say, oh, I want to make that my place where I'm going to be Pikona my Tchum. So Lo Yikanes Divrei Meir. Meir says he can't go in, can't enter, as Rashi explained, he can't enter the city to be like someone from the city, but it's only from the place where he with Shovas he counts 2,000 Amas. And the way he counts it, as Rashi says, is with small steps, and up to where those steps end, that's as far as he can walk in the city and not further. Tesiantis brings from the Rebbe Bionison, the average steps that a person walks is he shouldn't stretch his legs too much and as if he was running, but it should be an average walking, and that's the shear. Each step is one amma between one leg and the other, and that would be 2,000 steps as far as he can go. The Ritva explains Reb Meir that he, Reb Meir, holds this person that didn't have a kavana to be within the city, he ends up where he was. That's his Makom Shvisa. Even though it was by mistake, he thought of plenty of distance to travel to the city, and therefore he loses to be within the tchum of the city, even though physically he was within the tchum. He didn't have kavana for the city, so he doesn't gain the tchum of the city. The Rashi Marifra says, not similar to what we had previously, Mishnayis Aleph and Beis. There, were people on the boat, there, the Chacham on the boat never lost hope they would reach the port in time and they'd be able to walk within the city and pass the city 2,000 Amos like the people in the city. So there it's different than here, and Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that way. See, as Rabbi Yehuda is about to say here, first, Tesi Yantra says, since he didn't know that the city was in the Tchum, he's not kind of Shvisa with the people in the city, and he will only be where he was. Besides, if mentions in Simon, let's take that back a step. Rabbi Meir was one who said he shouldn't go in the city. Rabbi Huda says he should enter the city. He kanes. Okay, and he can walk in the city and pass that 2,000 Amos like the people in the city, and halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that he has that, like he is within the city, even though it was by mistake. Tesis Yantis says, since if he would have known that the city was there, he wouldn't have taken the place of resting where he was, but he would have been with the city. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's like he is Kona Shvisa with them. And that's what the Beis Yosef says in Simon Tuf. Now the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tuf Sif Katan Bey says, since originally his intention was to reach the city, and if he would have known that he with was within the Tchum. He wouldn't have wanted to be Kona Shvisa, only he would have wanted to be with the city. So therefore now too, we go like Rabbi Yehuda, he's like one of the people in the city to walk the whole city and have another 2,000 amas in every direction. Still, but there is a chumra, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah, that he would lose from the other direction, from where he is. He doesn't have from there another 2,000 amas, because he's like the person in the city. And that's Pashat, he says. Once you're in the city, and you track them, you like the rules of the city, you don't have another 2,000 amas past where you are right now. Okay, because this is only if a person wants to get to the city, and it's for his toiva, they would make it for him. But if he wants to stay in his place, where he's kind of shvisa, he has the rishus to do that. The Dirishun Os 1 says, as far as Tchumen D'Oraisa, we're talking all along here with Tchumen D'Rabbanim, which is the 2,000 amas from where he was. But there is a Tchum D'Oraisa of 12 mil, okay? And there, and with that 12 mil, the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix in Mitzvah Chavdal Os Beis, that maybe only as far as Chumim D'Rabbanan this helps that he had a das to enter the city. But for the other Chumim of the Torah, maybe he is Kona Shvisa where he stopped, and he'll get Malchus if he went 12,000 mil past the place where he was originally as a suffix about that halacha. Let's go back to where we were. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we continue in the Mishnah. Ma'i Zahaya, v'nechnas Rabbi Tarfon b'li miskavin. He says it actually happened, this kind of a case. As Rashi explained, he didn't know Rabbi Tarfon when it got dark, that he was within the tchum of the city, and he didn't have kavana before Shabbos, that his place of resting should be in the city. He only figured he was wherever he was, and the Tver Israel explains, still, he went into the city, so we see Paskin, Rabbi Yehuda says, it might have happened, Rabbi Tarfon Paskin like me. Okay, continuing on in Mishnah, the Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay, which is in the Gemara, is on Daf Mem Hayim and Aleph. Misha Yashem Aderech, someone who was sleeping, not that he was up and he didn't realize where he was, he actually went to sleep, as Tver Israel said on Erev Shabbos. He didn't realize he was sleeping through until it turned nightfall. Rabbi says he has 2,000 amas from where he is, and the Rav says, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, if something was hefker, and there is no das ba'alam on them, so wherever they are, that's where their makom shvisa is, and they have 2,000 amas from that to any direction, and a person is sleeping. Doesn't have any das at the time that Shabbos starts. He himself becomes like a chefsi hefker, and he himself has 2,000 amas in every direction, even though he was sleeping when Shabbos entered. But chamam omrim chamam agir and yachim anuri, and they say ein lo ladal arba amas. No, he only has 4 amas when he wakes up from wherever he is. Rashi and Rav explained, since he was sleeping, as the Rav says, at the time that Shabbos entered, he is not Kona Shvisa. He didn't have, as Rashi says, he didn't have Kavana to be Kona Shvisa. And the Rav explains, he only has 4 Amos, which the Torah gave him, because it says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Tes, Shvu Ish Tachtav, you should stay where you are. And what is a person? An old person is 3 Amos tall, and another Amma for his stretching his arms and legs. So he has a total of 4 amas if he never had any intention to become a shvis at all. But the Rabbanan say, they hold here the Chum Chefsi Hefker are not going to shvis in their place. But if someone who is Zocha in the Chefsi Hefker, they can take him with him wherever he can walk. So here too, a person who is sleeping is not going to shvis, and he only has 4 amas. That's it. And the halach of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Rabbi Yashin is going to shvis in his place, and he has 2,000 amas for every direction. That's the halach. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri with the 2,000 amas, not like the Chacham, he only has 4 amas. But as far as Nechsei Hefker, we pass on to the Chacham that it's like the person who found them, and they're not going to shvis in their place, but the person who's zarkin them can take them wherever he could walk. Tosis Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what about the possessions of a non-Jew? He says it's kind of shvisa in the place where the chavetz was when Shabbos started. even though a non-Jew is not someone who needs to worry about the Erev, and it would be similar to something Nichse Hefker, still the Chacham Geiser, when the owner was a non-Jew, to be similar to when the owner is a Jew. That's what the Gemara mentions. And if this non-Jew did bring it in from outside the Tchum that they was into, even if it wasn't for a specific person, no one can carry the Maniyantif outside of 4 Amas, even though he's in a city with mechitzas around it, and that normally he could travel within the whole city. Taisi Yandu says this, that the Rav Paskan, the Halakas of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, with a person who's sleeping, and the Chachamim by Nichse Hefker, that's from the Gemara's Psak. It's not like two kulas that are say to each other. Rabbi Paskan, the Rabbanan, by Nichse Hefker, the Nakana Shvisa, and who is someone who's sleeping. The reason is, since if he woke up, he would be Kona Yashin. He's also Kona, as Rashi says. They're two separate independent halachas, and they're not dependent one on the other. The Taisis Yatif mentions what the Rav says, that a person, normal person, is 3 amas tall, and that's the Gemara. And he mentions that the Taisis explains this is not counting a person's head, the 3 amas. And a person stretching, his head is included in that stretching. Because if you're going to say the 3 amas plus the head, why in Mishnah Dalet and Perek, in the first Perek in Bava Basra, we say you need 4 amas to protect someone from Hezekiah? If you are opposite someone else's living quarters, you have to make sure you have 4 amas that you can't see. Why would you need 4 amas? If the 3 amas are included with the head, it must be the 3 amas is the person's body and the head is on top. That is, without the head, you have a shear of 3 amas. And even though a head doesn't have a shear of an amma, still, because there are like bumps by the wall sometimes, and sometimes a person will step on his tippy toes to look across, the chazal necessitated another amma, that above a person's body you need, from the top of the roof, you need 4 amas to protect, to see across. The Ritva says, it seems like our Mishnah is opposite with the Gemara says in Daf Mem Gimel Beis. For someone who, when Shabbos came in, he was not kind of Makam Shviso because he was in the boat above 10 Tvachim from the ground, still he's kind of Shviso afterwards when he does become Roy to be a person kind of Shviso. Why? By a person who's sleeping, we don't say he's kind of shvisa when he wakes up and he becomes roy. Why in the boat he is kind of shvisa when he becomes roy, but not when he wakes up? And he answers, in a boat, he was in a place which is not roy to be kind of shvisa because it was above 10 tefachim from the ground. And therefore, when he reaches a place that's roy, he is kind of shvisa. But some here, the place he was in, it was roy for him to be kind of shvisa. It's just that he himself was not roy. And because he's not roy, when Shabbos entered, he can't be kind of at all afterwards when he would be able to when Shabbos enters. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Elazar Mevahu B'emtson, when you count the 4 amas, he's in the middle. Rashi says he's in the middle of the 4 amas, like there's 2 amas on each side. And the Rav says, the Chum hold, you give him 4 amas in every direction. Rabbi Elazar holds, you only give him 4 amas total, which is 2 amas in every direction. The Chama would hold 4 amas in every direction. Meiri says, the basis of this, Rabbi Elazar agrees to the Chama that he only has 4 amas. They argue about how you measure the 4 amas. Taisiyantu says, we waited till now to give you this machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and the Chama, but it really goes back in all the cases in the Mishnah previously. Rehudis Omer, Rehudis says, La'ezer ruach shiyir tziyelach. It's not 2 amas in every direction. He can choose which direction he wants to go. He can choose his 4 amas. And after he chooses his 4 amas, he can't go back and then go the other direction. The Mishnah says, once he agrees, once he chooses, he can't go back. Taisi Yantav says, this is the ikimenayah between the difference between Rehud and Chum. The Rabban hold, he has 4 amas in every direction, which gives him an 8x8 square. And Rehuda says, only for one direction, and no more. Like it says, Umod Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, that if he chooses, he has 2 here and 2 there, and he can't go back. And if he chooses four in one direction, he also can't go back. And Rashi and Daf, that comes from Rashi and Daf Mem Ches. Tiferes Yisrael says, according to the Ramah, we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, and the Magen Avraham says we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda. And some say that as far as carrying, he only has four amas, and that would even be if it's diagonal, we would count that as well. But for walking, he would have four amas in every direction. So, machlok is about whether you have four amas in every direction or only a total of four amas. There are some say, the Magen Avraham says it depends. If it's for carrying, it would only be a total of four amas, but for walking, it would be four amas in every direction. And this is in Simon Shin Mem Tes and Simon Shin Tzadik Vav. Meiri says, when you say he chooses, that means either he walked that direction, that's showing how he chooses, or he says, this is the direction I'm choosing. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Tzadik Vav Sifkat and Tes says, we're from the place he's standing, he has in every direction four amas, that's a psak, and it ends up to be four by total of 8 by 8. And the Shartzian mentions, it's known that all the shiurim of the Torah, we square it so we get the extra corner as well. The Dirshin 06 says, do we count the place he's standing included in the four amas? Or maybe it's four amas not including the actual place he's standing. So he says the Darchei Moshe and Os Aleph in the name of the Ar Zeruah and Chelek Beis Simon Kufnun Beis say it's a machlokas haposkim that Rashi and Erev and Daf Mem Henry Aleph Divrei Maskev Ahu says we measure four amas excluding the place he's actually standing. And the Rambam Shita in Parakav Zayin Mehilchas Shabbos Halachi Yidav is his place where he's standing is included in the four amas. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints? Reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.